A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Berry Hill. Shabbos Chaf, Shabbos 20a, pagination page 39. However, we will start from the beginning of that Mishnah, which you see on the top of the page. So we'll be starting at the end of Yotes Amud Beis 19b, pagination 38, at the bottom of the page, about seven lines up. A topic for this morning is cooking and kindling for Shabbos use, meaning you are starting the cooking process before Shabbos or lighting the Neros for Shabbos use, and we're concerned as you're lighting them or baking, cooking, roasting, to make sure that you don't do anything that would cause a problem on Shabbos. So let's begin. Ein solin basar batzal ubeitza, not allowed to put something up to roast, ela kadesha yitzolu meba'od yom, unless it will roast while it's still day. The Gemara will explain, at least kema'achol ben derusai, the way this famous robber used to eat his food on the run, partly cooked. Cooked enough to be edible, Rashi learns shlish, a third of its necessary cooking. There's a different opinion that says it has to be half. So what are we dealing with here? In a previous session, we said that if you put in raw food into a cooking pot, meaning with liquid, then the raw food is not a problem, even if there's no garuf v'katum, the equivalent of a blech, even if you don't signify that you're changing your cooking status, that you're not going to touch the flame. There's not a problem by cooking, because even if you would touch it, it's not going to be ready till the morning, and you might as well just let it cook, and it'll cook, and by morning it'll be ready. In other words, like, if you adjust it, it'll be ready at 4:30 in the morning, and if you don't adjust it, it'll be ready at 9 in the morning, so it's not tempting to adjust. When it comes to roasting, however, it's a little bit more strict, because we know that if you would adjust the flame, you could actually get a food ready sooner. And there's a difference. It can make a difference. It's not like there's a whole night in between. And therefore, it's required that the food be roasted before Shabbos, at least to the point that it's edible. Likewise, in the case of cooking, if the cooked food is cooked to the point that it's edible, then indeed it would not require the blech. And the case that they wanted that it's not cooked to the point of edible, and they wanted to do it without a blech, was that they were putting in raw food that even if you would adjust it, it wouldn't make it good. So there are a lot of possible exceptions to the blech concept, but you see that they're so contingent on different things that the general custom is always to use a blech, unless you really are stuck and you're paying attention, you know what the exceptions are. Basic exception is that it's really got to be cooked before Shabbos. Similarly, einostim paslatanu im chashecha, you're not allowed to put bread into an oven as it's getting dark, as sunset is happening. V'lo charara agabe gecholim, and not this fire cookie onto the coals, ela kadei sheyikamim panami ba'od yom, unless it could indeed become partially baked to the point that it's acceptable. The discussion is whether it has to be that the inside browns or the outside browns. They used to do it on the wall of the oven. Is it that the part on the oven has to brown, or the part to the cavity of the oven has to brown? But either way, this is the concept. Even though we have all these rules regarding cooking, roasting on an open flame, there's a big leniency in the time of the Beis HaMikdash when they brought a Karban Pesach. Mishalshlim es haPesach betanur im chashecha. You're allowed to start the roasting process on a Karban Pesach as it's getting dark, because the Bnei Chabura, the people who are involved, know what they're doing, and they'll remind each other, and that itself is a control that no one should adjust the fire to cook it differently than they just put it in, and it cooks, even if it is a Shabbos Korban Pesach. When you're lighting the fire for warmth in the Beis HaMikdash, they just have to light it because they know what they're doing and they have everybody to remind them. The Kohanim are careful. The Beis HaMikdash is different. It has different parameters of a Gevulim, but in general, Kedei Shetochas Ha'or Berubo, the fire has to catch majority. It has to really catch well so that we're not worried that the average person would adjust things to make it good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bepechol Mim Kol Shehu, in coals, even a little bit of a lighting, because coals will catch and they'll burn properly. This is another example, editor's note here, from me, of we are a little bit too urban for our own good. You'll find people trying to light charcoal and they just can't get it going. So even though it's brought here that charcoal, no problem, just light it and it'll go, you just see that even that level of proficiency has been taken away from certain urban, I guess, dwellers. Let's drop down about seven lines. The first word on the line is Shehu. We're now on Chaf Amud Aleph. And the next word is Kamacho Ben Derusoi. If the thing has been cooked like the food of Ben Derusoi, of this robber, Mutal Hashosa Gabakira, you'd be allowed to leave it on the open flame without a blech. Vafa Pishene Gurufa Ktuma, even if you haven't diminished the flame to signify that you're done with the cooking. You take a look at Rashi, inner commentary, fourth line in the middle. Ben Derusai, listim haya, he was a robber. Omevasho bishulo shlish, and he only got to cook his food a third. And that's a landmark Rashi in terms of practical application. Let's turn the page, because the second part of the blot deals with Vame Madlikin Uvame E Madlikin, the perek that we recite on Friday evening. What types of candles or lights are permitted to be used for Shabbos? And the Mishnah over here has a list. E Madlikim Lovalechash Velovachosen Velovachaloch. There's a list both of filaments, psilos, the wick, of what you're not allowed to use, because it doesn't burn properly. And there's also a list here of shemen, of different fuels, oils, that don't flow properly. And therefore we're worried that you're going to adjust it, or that it's not going to give the proper light. There's also mentioned here in the Mishnah, shemen fuels that are reyach ra, that have a bad smell. And we're worried that you're going to light it, and then you don't like it, it's going to defeat Shalom Bayis, it's actually going to force you out of the house. And these are all fascinating considerations. In a practical matter, we try to light either with straight paraffin, what we call wax, or olive oil, or something similar, which burns beautifully and does not have any of these problems. Interesting Gemara, which we hope to do tomorrow, is how do these rules play themselves out regarding Hanukkah. Okay, Yeshakoach, have a wonderful day.